Hello Tony, this is Raymond Wu. I am from the group Big Red. After reading this article, I find this article to be very interesting. I believe this article is correct about how opinions should be based on some evidence. If we were to keep saying our opinions without backing it up with evidence, our opinions would not really be opinions, because if someone were to ask us why this opinion is true, we would not be able to answer that question. Just like the article said, if we were giving our opinions without any evidence, and people start believing what we have said, somewhere along the future someone will question it and make us look stupid for ever stating that opinion. Another thing people tend to do is that we use our opinion just by the way people look. For example, if a person looks ghetto, people think he or she is bad or not smart in school. Also in high school, just because someone looks geeky doesn't mean they are not athletic. In this world, there are so many things we base our opinions on without any evidence. It is sad that it has to be like this, but luckily the world is starting to change, thanks to science classes where problem solving is the heart of the class. Critical thinking is a big part of physics problem solving method because the answer never comes out right away. We must take it step by step and think of all the evidence given to formulate an opinion, which then we turn it into a solution. Critical thinking is not very easy. It takes discipline and patience because some problem takes longer than others. Also, we are thinking differently than we are used to. We have to put a lot of thought into it, and it has a lot of logic what we should be using every day. Just like the example in the article where it states how the river flows high to low altitudes and leaves fall from trees to ground. Physics involves a lot of deep thinking that we need to use critical thinking to help us find a solution to each problem. When being formally trained by the physics problem-solving method, it produces more successful people because they learn how to handle different kinds of problems where they can approach it in different ways. This method has made them disciplined in their thinking capabilities where they can easily solve problems because of the step-by-step process that they have learned in physics class.